So the Chayyadim says if a person did not say the Bris in Torah Birchas Oretz Machos Pesdabes Bnei Yerushalayim, he's close to the Rosh. When nearly the Fila Yudei Bavali Shabirch Birchas Amozin, when we stop at Gimomer Bris with Torah Tzorach Lachzer, he has a suffix. If he said it, he also has to go back. So there are two elements over here of Kiddush and this Chayyadim. So the Shulchan Aruch says if a person did not say Bris Torah, he has to go back. The question is, where does he have to go back to? Does he have to go back to the beginning of the second bracha, or to the beginning of benching? So the assumption being that he would have to go back to the beginning of benching, because in general we find that we deal with all three brachas as one unit. So that's the first issue. So the Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Pei Ches questions this Barichas, whether you have to go back to the Chozer means back to the beginning of benching. He says, according to the Rosh, that is true. But according to other Rishonim, that would be not true. You'd only have to go back to the beginning of the bracha that he was holding in. So if you forgot Bris HaTorah, you go back to the beginning of the second bracha. The first bracha is still valid. At the end of everything he says, that it's going to be a question whether what you should do in the Tzarechi and Gadol Lamaisa. He's not sure exactly what to do Lamaisa in that situation. Now the second thing the Chayyadim says is in the case of a person is not, he's a Sofik if he said it, so you have to be Chayzer. In the Nishmas Adam he says, because we hold that the requirement of saying Bris and Torah in the second Bracha is a Dinder Raisa. And he brings sources that Paskin like that. The Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin brings the Chayyadim, and he says that he brings a Raisa from Tosis, etc. But there are other Rishonim who say it's only Mirabonon. He brings the Ben Aaron Alevi, that Bris HaTorah in Birchas Oretz and Machos Beis David in Bnei Yerushalayim is the Rabbanon. The Shita Kubetzer says like that as well. And he's Medayik, the Beis Yosef feels like that as well, that's only Mir Rabbanon. So if that would be true, a Safik the Rabbanon, you would not go back. A Safik the Raisa, you would have to go back. So the Chayyadim's case is he's not sure if he said it or not. So a Safik the Rabbanon, according to the Chayyadim, according to the Mishabur, a Safik the Rabbanon, you would not go back. According to Chayyadim, it's a Safik the Raisa, you would have to go back. You're Masubik if you did your Din the Raisa of saying Bris HaTorah. So you would have to go back, Misafik, saying the Raisa of the Chumrah. However, the Mishabur comes out that he says that there's a different point over here. Nowadays, that the Bris and Torah are the standard Nusach. Everybody follows the standard Nusach. Nobody's making up their own Nusach that the Chayyadim mentioned before. So there's a concept in halacha that we assume the person said according to what he's used to. So the same way if a person has a suffix, if he said something in davening, we assume once it's been like that for 30 days, he's probably said it. Well, he's been benching like this his whole life. He's always been saying Bris HaTorah. When was the last time he benched without saying Bris HaTorah? So if he benched, if he's not sure if he benched or not, so then that's a suffix that writes a l'chumra, you have to bench. Right? But if he knows that he benched, the question, did he by mistake skip those words in benching? So there's no question that we assume that he said that, because he's following his regular way that his tongue speaks. So and his normal hergel is to say those words. So the suffix is really irrelevant nowadays. It would be relevant, a person would make up his own nusach, and he's not sure when he made up his own nusach, did he say Bris HaTorah? So that would be the case where the machlokes between the Mishabur and the Chayyadim is relevant. But practically nobody does that nowadays. We're not supposed to do that l'chadchila, change the nusach of the benching. We're just saying b'di evan in the case of a Shas HaTchak, so that we don't live in the world of the Shas HaTchak that they lived in. Person's running away to protect his life, and he has only a few moments to say something, and he has to run and be quiet, etc. So he wants to say the shortened version. That's not where we're living in the situation. We have this type of Shas HaTchak that would be relevant, this whole thing. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, this question of if you're Masupik in Bris HaTorah becomes irrelevant. I do want to point out, in the beginning, he mentions Birchas Amazon HaKotzer, so Mishavur points out that on Shabbos and Yontah, he would have to mention something in the Birchas Amazon HaKotzer as well. So the nusach he would add, he basically borrows from that which we use for alamichya. So the person says alamichya in Shabbos, he says, that's what he would insert for the purposes of saying Shabbos in the Birchas Amazon HaKotzer. And Yontah, he would say, Chag HaShavuot says that, whatever Yom Tov it is, etc. He would use the Nuschos, which we find from the Alamichya, he would use that in order to be the insertion to mention Shabbos and Yom Tov in the Birchas HaMazon HaKotzer. Have a good day.